Greeting is the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the Lord of Lords, and the King of Kings. Welcome to our worship of God on this second Sunday in the Advent season in our Sermon in Music. Special word of thanks to all those that will be singing and playing this morning. Special word of thanks to James, who's put in some extra time on sound checks. And a very special thanks to Buffy, as she has worked long and hard to get this ready and has overcome a little bit of sickness even this week. So thank you to all sharing in this service. We focus in on the theme of the prophets this morning. First reading from Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 4, when the prophet proclaims the year of the Lord's favor. So Isaiah 61, verse 1. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of the spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. Let's bow in prayer. Gracious Lord God, we do thank you for this time to gather together, to focus in on the depth of the meaning of the season of Advent and the prophets and the prophecies that have been fulfilled through the birth and the ministry, the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We do thank you for the music of this service, and we pray that our worship will bring you glory and honor and peace to your people. In the name of Christ we pray, amen.
The setting seems so common. The soft and low noises of the animals, donkeys, sheep, goats, they fit so well into the setting. It was a stable, after all. But was this the proper place? Surely there was a room available. Wouldn't someone give up their room in order to allow the expectant mother a comfortable bed? But at inn after inn, maybe even at home after home, the door was closed in the couple's faces. No room here. We're full up. Move on. Try it down the lane. At one place, as they moved along, the closed door opened up again, and the innkeeper pointed to the stable. It wasn't much, but it was shelter. Four walls and a roof to keep the wind and the weather out. The animals were snug and warm. Maybe this corner would be enough. A simple stable, a simple manger, which God blessed with holy light. Let's join together in singing the first verse of What Child Is This?
Thank you. Sing we the song of Emmanuel, this the Christ who was long foretold. Lo, in the shadows of Bethlehem, promise of dawn now our eyes behold. God Most High in a manger laid, lift your voices and now proclaim. Great and glorious, love has come to us. Join now with the hosts of heaven. Come we to welcome Emmanuel, King who came with no crown or throne. Helpless he lay, the invincible maker of Mary, now Mary's son. Oh, what wisdom to save us all. Shepherds, sages before him fall. Grace and majesty, what humility. Come on, bended knee, adore him. Go spread the news of Emmanuel, joy and peace for the weary heart. Lift up your heads, for your King has come. Sing, for the light overwhelms the dark. Glory shining for all to see. Hope alive, let the gospel ring. God has made a way, he will have the praise. Tell the world his name is Jesus. Glory shining for all to see. Hope alive, let the gospel ring. God has made a way, he will have the praise. Tell the world his name is Jesus. Gloria, gloria.
Traditionally, we have been reminded over the years that the five candles symbolizes hope, peace, joy, love, and the Christ candle. For our Advent wreath this year, the candle we lit last Sunday on the first Sunday of Advent represents God's promises, which we relight now. The second candle, which we are going to light this morning, reminds us of the prophets. When Jesus was born, he fulfilled many prophecies of the Old Testament, prophecies that God spoke to us, spoke to the prophets to share with the people.
Isaiah 7:14, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel.
Micah 5:2, but you, Bethlehem, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me who will be the ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old and ancient times.
Hosea 11:1. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. Though the child was born in Bethlehem in Judea, shortly after his birth, Joseph and Mary took their son to Egypt to escape the threat of King Herod.
Malachi 3:1, see, I will send my messenger who will prepare the way before me. Then suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant whom will desire will come, says the Lord Almighty. Malachi spoke the of a messenger who would prepare the way for the Lord, that messenger being John the Baptist.
Let us pray. Eternal God, we thank you for the ways in which you prepared the way for the coming of the Messiah, proclaiming his coming of the prophets of old. In Jesus, we know the Messiah came, as the prophets foretold. Speak through us today, Lord, showing us the news that Jesus is the Savior of the world, and as we spread the news, amen.
Let us all join together in song. Christmas is coming. It's printed in your bulletin. We'll sing verses 1 and 2.
Star of Bethlehem, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on, shine on. Oh, beautiful star, the hope of light, guiding the pilgrim through the night, over the mountains till the brink of dawn, and into the light of perfect day, it will give out a lovely ray. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on, shine on.
Oh, beautiful star,
beautiful, beautiful star, star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory, glory dawn. Oh, give us a light to light the way into the land of perfect day. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on, shine on. Oh, beautiful star, the hope of rest for the redeemed, the good and blessed, yonder in glory when the crown is won, is won. For Jesus is now the star divine, brighter and brighter he will shine. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on, shine on.
Oh, beautiful star,
beautiful, beautiful star, star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory, glory dawn. Oh, give us a light to light the way into the land of perfect day. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on, shine on.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay, but little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. They're putting decorations up in front of my home church. The shepherds, the wise men, and the hay. Well, there's Joseph and his Mary looking down at heaven's birth, and the angels saying, don't you be afraid. Well, it makes me stop and think about how you showed up down here in a humble manger made of nails and wood. You could have picked a palace, something more fit for a king, but then the story, it wouldn't be as good. The story just wouldn't be as good. From the highest of the high to the lowest of the low, that stable tells the story of the distance you will go. For the lonely and the lost, there's no sinner too far gone to find the Savior lying in a manger. Well, there's a star up in the sky that's calling all the least of these, come and make your way to where your hope is found. If I'm honest, on some days I feel too far out of reach, but the manger reminds me love reached down. From the highest of the high to the lowest of the low, that stable tells the story of the distance you will go. For the lonely and the lost, there's no sinner too far gone to find the Savior lying in a manger. Whoa. You were cradled by a manger, and just 33 years later, a rugged cross made of nails and wood. And as tears fill up my eyes, you didn't have to give your life, but the story, it wouldn't be as good. The story just wouldn't be as good. From the highest of the high to the lowest of the low, the stable tells the story of the distance you would go. For the lonely and the lost, there's no sinner too far gone to find the Savior lying in a manger. There's no sinner too far gone to find the Savior lying in a manger. There's no sinner too far gone to find the Savior lying in a manger.
Go to sleep, my son. This manger for your bed. You have a long road before you. Rest your little head. Can you feel the weight of your glory? Do you understand the price? Or does the Father guard your heart for now so you can sleep tonight? Go to sleep, my son. Go and chase your dreams. This world can wait for one more moment. Go and sleep in peace. I believe the glory of heaven is lying in my arms tonight. Lord, I ask that He, for just this moment, simply be my child.
Thank you. go to sleep, my son. Baby, close your eyes. Soon enough you'll save the day. But for now, dear child of mine, Jesus, sleep tight.